Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. He woke us up again this morning, started us on our way, and we are so grateful that the Most High God knows our name, blew his very breath into our bodies, and we are living today in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you today for everything you're doing on our behalf. Oh, God, we lift you up, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you're an on-time God. You're an on-time God. Your timing is perfect, oh, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You're an on-time God. You're an on-time God. You're on time this morning, oh, God. Yes, you're an on-time God. Yes, you are. On-time God. Yes, you are. Yes. When you want it. Always right on time. On time, God. Yes, you are. An on-time God. He's always on time. He's never late. Oh, yeah, we look at the schedule, we're late, but he's on time. We thank the good Lord this morning. I thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's doing. Father God, we lift up your name, your holy name, your righteous name, your mighty name. You are truly Jehovah. Oh, God, Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've already done. We know you are doing great things. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty great things you have planned for your children, the righteous ones, the holy ones, the ones that look like you, oh God, the ones that are called by your name. You have great plans for, oh God. So we wait with anticipation, knowing that you are on time, never will be late, never have been late, always on time. In the name of Jesus, you're eternal in the heavens, eternal God, everlasting. You have always been and will always be. In the name of Jesus, oh, we count it all joy to be children, the very elect children of the Most High God. Yes, thank you this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, that we could call on your name, that we can praise you morning, noon, and night. We can give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving. So this morning we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Most High God. And Lord, we rejoice in Christ, our Savior, your Son, O God. We rejoice, we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, we thank you that you supply all of our needs through Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ is our hope, the hope of glory that we need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are complete in Christ Jesus. We are dead with Christ, oh God. We are risen with Christ. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God. In the name of Jesus Christ is our life. In the name of Jesus, we have the mind of Christ. We are partakers of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we are preserved in Christ. Father, we thank you for your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of our lives in the city be open for the King of Glory to come in. Come in, come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is eternal of old, established of old. You are from everlasting. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear, oh, God, that the Lord reigns. You reign, oh, God. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all. In the name of Jesus, let men bless you in all places of your dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your glory, of the glorious of your kingdom, and talk of your mighty power. What a great Father you are. You are a shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comforting us every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning, Bible Story Land. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are grateful to be alive. We are grateful that the Most High God knows our name and that he called us out of the dark way into his marvelous light. What a great God he is. What a great Father he is. Yep, he said, when our father and our mother leave us, he will not forsake us. When they forsake us, he will not leave us. He will not leave. He's a comforter. Yep, he comforts us and gives us strength when we're going through, the lion's den. When we're sitting in the lion's den, he shut the mouth of every lion. So we thank you, Lord God. Even when we're in the fiery furnace, we don't even smell like smoke. He makes sure not a hair on our head is singed. He is most powerful. The Most High God, Jehovah El Elyon. Nothing too hard for our God. Oh, we love the Lord today. We come with grateful hearts. I thank God for allowing us to be in the land of the living on this beautiful Saturday morning. Today is family day. And as I read the word of God, I thank you for focusing on the word, soaking up the word of God. Psalms 139. O Lord, thou hast searched us and know us. Thou knowest our down sitting and our uprising. Thou understandest our thoughts afar off. Thou comparest our path and our lying down and art acquainted with all our ways. For there is not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset us from behind and before and laid thine hand upon us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is hot. We cannot attain it. Whither shall we go in the name of Jesus? For there is not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset us from behind and before and laid thine hand upon us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high, we cannot attain it. Whether shall we go from thy spirit, or whether shall we flee from thy presence? If we ascend up in heaven, thou art there. If we take our bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you are there. Even there shall thy hand lead us, and thy right hand shall hold us. If we say, surely the darkness shall cover us, even if we say, surely the darkness shall cover us, even the night shall be light about us. Yea, the darkness shines not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed our reign. Thou hast covered us in our mother's womb. We will praise thee, for thou art fearfully, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. marvelous are thy works, and thy soul knoweth right well. Our substance was not hid from you when you made us, when we were made in the secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see our substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all thy members were written, where which in continuous thou wert in continuous fashion, when as yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto us, O God! How great is the sum of them! If we should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When we are awake, we are still with thee. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is holy. Honor your word above your name. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for what you're doing on Bible Storyland, what you've done and what you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for all the things that you have done. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning to play a song of praise. We're grateful for her as she has been with us for years. And we thank the Lord. Appreciate her. She's too like your spiritual mother. We have no birth children, but we are thankful to the Lord that we are His children. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. The song I want to do is for Mother's Day. It's called "Turn Your Hearts Toward Home."
Thank you.
a Mother's Day tribute. Thank the Lord. For mothers, thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, God, our Creator is so good to us. He has given us a father and a mother who gave us birth in compliance with God's word, which said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. God blessed man and woman and created them in his own image, the likeness of God. We are honoring mothers this morning. We are so grateful for mothers this morning. Whether you're a birth mother or spiritual mother, we thank God for you. We are honoring the mothers on Bible Storyland, and I thank God today for what he's doing in mothers. You know, it's not an easy role as a mother, but God knew we could do it, but he knew that we would need him to be a mother. He knew that without him, we could not be the mothers we need to be. We could not train the children up in the way they need to be trained up. So I thank God this morning for, mothers, the hand that rocked the cradle. And even before that, the safe place that mothers carried us for 9 months. Even though our mothers never complained, it got a little uncomfortable for them when our tiny little feet and our elbows, rested on their stomach. Or our little unseen knees and feet kicked them inside. She smiled and said, you'll be coming soon. When we heard our mother's voice before we were born, you knew the voice, even when you came into the earth, was something special about your mother. So the bond between the mother and the child is so tight that it's inseparable. No matter where you go in the world, that bond between you and your mother is inseparable. So we honor mamas, we honor mothers, and we say we thank you for your willingness to be a mom. Many moms were not necessarily willing to be, but we thank God that our mothers were willing to be mothers and birth us and give us life. We honor mothers for the sacrifices that they made for life, for our lives, to make us comfortable. We thank God that he chose the mother that we should have. We honor mothers because they are women of God who reverence God. We honor our mothers because they are caring and kind. We honor our mothers because they are so considerate and loving. We award you the best mother of the day, week, month, and year honor. We honor you because you will always be a mom. Happy Mother's Day. We thank God for the mothers this morning. Because our God is so good, we must give him honor, glory, and praise. So we're going to give thanks unto the Lord this morning, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let's give him songs of praise and thanksgiving this morning to honor our God, the ones who created our mothers and our fathers. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have with us Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky, and we're grateful she's on with us this morning. We know that she leads a busy life, but to whom much is given is required. God is enlarged.
Good morning, Minister G.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. We are driving to Louisville, Kentucky to celebrate our great niece's third birthday. Louisville is 220 miles from Paducah, so we'll go up. Her party is at 11. It's from 11 to 2. And then we'll drive right back home, another 220 miles to get back home. But that's what you do for family.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Well,
she's special to us, I tell you she is.
Yes.
I'm going to sing I'll Go, and I'm praying that we don't hit a low spot. I'll go. If I have to go, by myself. I'll go if I have to go by myself. Oh, if my mother, if my father, if my sister, if my brother, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Oh, I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. Oh, I will sing if I have to sing by myself. Oh, if my mother won't sing, if my father won't sing, if my sister won't sing, if my brother won't sing, I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. Oh, I'll pray if I have to pray by myself. Oh, I will pray if I have to pray by myself. Oh, if my mother won't pray, if my father won't pray, if my sister won't pray, if my brother won't pray, I'll pray if I have to pray by myself, by myself. Amen.
Amen. I love that. I'll go if I have to go by myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful song. And, Lord, I just thank you for Pastor Donna and her husband as they drive to the next city where they're going, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do, all you've done for them. And I thank you, Lord God, for safety and protection for them on the route that they're on, Lord God. Go before them. Go with them, oh God. I bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns, any unforeseen dangers. We send them back to the sender, and we thank you that they are safe and protected. Now, Lord, you know they lead a busy week, so we ask you for that refreshing for them. Refresh them. Renew their strength, oh God. Give them guidance and direction, Father God. And we just thank you for what you're doing in them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us, her cousin. From Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her. Good morning, Jackie.
Good
morning, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for the opportunity to sing on your show. I appreciate you.
Oh,
I love
no,
that
I
song.
Singing on there. Hallelujah. I appreciate you so much.
All right. We were singing today at Mother Strong's Church over off of, I think it's Jesse Street. Today they're having a special Mother's Day thing. If someone wants to come out, they're having a Mother's Day, 1 hour Mother's Day service. Supposed to go over there and sing some today.
Oh, wow.
So if anybody's interested in coming, she wants to invite some people. That's one of Mother Henry's friends. She has a church over here. Out east, on the east side. So if someone wants to come, they're welcome to come, she said. So many women, okay?
How is Mother Henry? How's Mother Henry doing?
She's coming along. She's determined to walk and determined to get back. So she's coming along. Yeah, I think she's saving some of those people out there playing all the TBN all day and driving them crazy, but they... Hey, you know, Miss Henry's going to watch TVN all day, so
where
they're
going to
get saved before they get. It's St. Catherine's.
It's in
Jackson.
It's Catherine.
Yeah, St. Catherine's in Jacksonville by St. Vincent.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll sing This Little Light. That's my favorite song. This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord, everywhere I go. And I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, well, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, well, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in the church, Lord, I want to let it shine, yes. All in the church, Lord, I want to let it shine, yes. All in the church, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, because Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want, yeah. Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want, yeah. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want, yeah. Call him up. Call him up. And tell him what you want, yes. Call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. And if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want, yeah. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want, yeah. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Woo! Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want, yeah. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want, yeah. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for that song. Jackie, you got one more song you could sing for us?
Something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night. And my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, I was at a revival on a morning bench. Sin had me filled with misery. And something hit me on the top of my head and ran down to my feet. Well, something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, it was the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, yeah, 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 yeah. Went to a meeting one night, and my heart was something got a hold of me. Well, it makes you talk right, Holy Ghost, and talk right, Holy Ghost, and sing right, Holy Ghost, and pray right. Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, yeah, 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 yeah. Went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love that song. Thank you so much. Well, I got a call early this morning from Miss Ludell. She was very disturbed, and she said that her sister-in-law died, and they've been together since they were young people. So, you know, that's a difficult thing. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if you could pray for Miss Ludell in the loss this morning. And, you know, she's 96 now, so... You know, she's very concerned about, you know, people are leaving her life.
Thank you.
I thank you so much, Prophetess Lawson, for you praying for her.
For Miss Ludell?
Yeah, Miss Ludell.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you being God and being God all by yourself, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have ensured us in your word. There is nothing impossible for you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said time and chances doesn't matter to anything and anyone, oh God. But it's you, Lord God, who's the blesser, the keeper, Lord God. You're the sustainer, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Ludell, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost to create, breathe, and strengthen, oh God. Now we call for us, Lord God, your glory to fall upon Ms. Ludell, oh God. Oh God, heal her, God, deliver her, Lord God. God, I thank you for your anointing to destroy any yoke that's trying to bind her up, Lord God. We lose strength to her body. We lose healing to her body from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. God, we call for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that as I stand here in Florida, oh God, that you, Lord God, the same God over Georgia, oh God. We bind every principalities and powers, oh God, that's controlling sickness, disease, oh God, hurt, oh God, pain, oh God. We command it to lift now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for your mighty hand, oh, God. And we, Lord, we just declare and decree, oh, God, that everything and anything that Sister Ludell stands in need of, oh, God, shall be accomplished. We call forth and suddenly, oh, God, we call forth an emergency, oh, God, on her behalf, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're no respected person. Lord God, we thank you that you have blessed her with these years, and we thank you that you shall live on, oh, God, and declare the mighty works of the Lord in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank God for that prayer. Yes, she was really upset. She called me about 7:20 this morning, something like that. So I was worried. Thank you for that prayer, Prophet Lawson. Well, it has been said that good leaders are honest and have integrity, inspire others, are committed, good communicators, decision-making capabilities, accountability, delegation, and empowerment, creativity, and innovation. Our speaker today possessed those qualities mentioned above. He is a powerful man of God in Jacksonville, Florida. He is a pastor of Children in Christ Ministry. We welcome Pastor Johnny McCray. Good morning, Pastor. How are you? Hello? Pastor? He's on, but he may not hear me. Pastor McCray?
Good morning, ladies and gents.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine this morning. How's everyone this morning?
We're all doing well, thank you.
Can y'all hear me this morning?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning to Bible Story Land this morning. It is such an honor and a privilege to be able to minister in the Spirit of the Lord this morning. Amen, as we go before the throne of grace this morning. Then I do my accolades, but let's go before the throne this morning in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name this morning. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, your kindness. But most of all, God, we thank you for your love this morning. And Lord, as we kneel and yield before you this morning, we humble ourselves to you this morning, that you will have thine own way this morning. As we come this morning on Bible Story Land to honor the women of God, the women of this world, amen, as the mothers, those with children and without children, who have mothered in some capacity this morning. And God, we just want to thank you this morning, and we ask that you season us with a word from on high this morning, amen, that will bring comfort and bring joy, amen, to the ladies this morning as we come to honor them this morning on Bible Story Land. To just say thank you, God, for you have truly been good. Lord, we ask that you touch Pastor McCray this morning, amen, as he decreased, to decrease him this morning, amen, and increase your spirit, Lord God. Have thine own way this morning. Feed us from heaven this morning, that a word that would strengthen us, that would encourage us, that would exalt us, amen, that would magnify your name, that others may see the light, amen. Amen, the light that will compel the darkness, amen. What is the darkness? The darkness of depression and anxiety, amen, frustration, anger, hurt, all the pain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, only you can bring the comfort that we need today, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, continue to bless the woman of God over Bible Story Land, amen. Continue to strengthen her in every way, Lord God, that she can continue to be a vessel to send your word forth, your praise, your worship, your glory, that you shall be glorified on high. For you say in your word, if you be lifted up, amen, that you will draw all men. We speak it into existence, that all men, all people shall be drawn to you, Lord God, through Bible Story Land. So we thank you this morning in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Good morning, everybody. It's such a great day today. Amen. It's that time and season of the year where we come to reverence and to honor, amen, the ladies of this earth, amen, the women of this earth, amen, who God is still keeping, amen. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the ladies this morning in every capacity. Amen. I just want to say happy Mother's Day. Bless are the women of God. Amen. This morning. Amen. And that's why our prayer goes out this morning. We're going to be ministering, amen, from the book of Titus. Amen. This morning. Titus, the second chapter, verse 3-5. Amen. And as we get into the word, amen, as the song went forth earlier that I did catch, amen, it said, call him up. And we come to call him up this morning. Amen. And something got a hold of me. Amen. And the prophetic words from Prophetess Lawson this morning. Amen. Amen. And our prayers go out to Sister Ludell this morning. Amen. As God is still truly able. Amen. And He's already on the case. Amen. Amen. And I love it about Jesus. He's never lost the case. Amen. So we just bless the Lord this morning. You say bless the Lord at all times. We bless the Lord. Amen. And we believe and we put all our faith in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, that he's going to give us the peace and the joy and the comfort that we need in this season. Amen. Some of us still have our mothers, and some have gone on home to glory. Amen. But whether they're here or whether they're gone, amen, they still live in the spirit. Amen. And we just want to talk about, amen, the word, to talk about the latest through the word of God this morning. In the book of Titus, the second chapter, it reads as follows. It says, likewise, amen, teach the older women to be revelant in the way they live, not to be slanderers and addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Amen. And I want to talk to you this morning, ladies, from this topic, if I may. Worthy of praise. Amen. Amen. You are worthy of praise. Amen. And we come to give you your flowers while you are living this morning. Amen. We don't want to give you your flowers after God has called you home. We come through Bible Story Land this morning to tell the women of God and the women of this earth and that speak into your ears this morning as you speak unto others. I encourage you to give them their flowers now, because regardless of what they're going through, amen, they are worthy of praise. Amen. If God, amen, because God has kept them, amen, for such a long time. He's kept them and went through many trials and many tribulations. Amen. Some folks had to learn the hard way. Amen. Some folks wasn't taught, but they still hung on in there. They still was there, amen, through time, amen. They weathered every storm, amen. They was there, you know, amen, when they was abandoned, when they was lost, when even the world turned their back on them, but they were still there, amen, hallelujah. They didn't give up, amen. They're still in the race. They're still running the course through the course of time. And I want to encourage you this morning, for whatever lady that God has in your life this morning, whether it's grandmother, mother, hey, maybe a sister, amen, an auntie, it doesn't matter, amen. We are to encourage them. Why? Because they are worthy of praise, amen. It is time for us to put aside all our feelings and our emotions, amen, for the mistakes in the era that people have made, ladies have made, amen, in raising their children, amen, because some have made some devastating mistakes, amen, some devastating errors, amen, but they all can continue to press forward, amen, to trying to find their way. You don't know what it is to lose your way until you have lost your way, amen. And we have to be careful, as it is written in the scripture in the book of Matthew, where it says, "Judge not, for you shall be judged of that same measure," amen. So we are here today to tell you that whatever the lady has been through, amen, whatever she is going through, amen, whatever has happened in her life, I come by to tell you, young lady, this morning, amen, regardless of your age, whether you're in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or your 80s, or maybe you may be blessed enough to be in your 90s, I come by to tell you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you are worthy of the praise, amen, because God already knew, amen, before you came out of your mother's womb, that which you will be faced in life, but God still said, I'm going to let you go through it, but I'll be there with you. I come by to encourage you this morning to let you know that God said, I'm still here with you, and God is saying here in the book of Titus, amen, that he was encouraging Peter to write this. He was encouraging them to write this. He said, now because of what all that you have been through, what I want you to do this morning, what I want you to do for the rest of your days, I want you to find a young woman, amen. I want you to find a young lady. I want you to find a young mother, amen. And I want you to teach her, amen, how to love her husband. I want you to teach them how to love your children, because that which you have been through is worthy, amen, of the praise. I mean, that which you have experienced is worthy of the praise, amen. That which you have survived is worthy of the praise, because there might have been somebody else that has. If they had to go through what you went through, amen, they wouldn't have made it through. But God is still something in you, hallelujah, that brought you through time, that brought you through the trials, brought you through tribulations, brought you through the heartache, brought you through the loss, brought you through the pain, that kept you, that made you strong, that made you of a great value. I come by to tell you, in order for you to be self-controlled and pure, you got to go through the furnace of life. You got to go through the fire of life. You got to go through, hallelujah. And once you go through, you become worthy of the praise. That's why we come to praise you this morning, not because you did everything right. We come We come to praise you this morning because not because you were so good, not because you were so perfect, because you held in there, because you're still hanging in there, and now you're mighty and strong because now you have added to your experience Jesus Christ. You have added to all your heartache and all that you have survived, you have added Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now it's time to find somebody. Maybe one may not accept you, but there's another that will. Somebody won't take your experience that you experience, but somebody will. And we want to encourage you this morning, as it says, as Paul's written here in the scripture. Amen. He said, then they can urge the young women. Hallelujah. Amen. Because in this world that we live in today, if you just take a moment to look around, you'll see that our children are going through something. We'll see that their young people are going through something. But somebody got to say, you know, because of what I went through, because of what I have survived, because of the strength that God has given me, I have no fear. But I have power, love, and I have a soundness of mind. I have God on my side. I'm able to reach down and pull that child out of the pack. And say, look here, young girl, look here, young lady, let me tell you what I've been through, let me tell you about testimony, let me tell you, because, you know, many are saved by the testimony of the saints. You know, somebody just needs to be encouraged, somebody just needs to be lifted up, and you are worthy of the praise. You went through slanders, you went through addiction, you went through this and you went through that, you maybe went through divorce, you maybe went through a sickness, but it wasn't all sickness. Not unto death, but God was with you. God was with you every step of the way. God brought you out. God brought you through. And I come by to tell you this morning that you're worthy of the praise. Don't let what you've been through, you might have went to prison, you might have went to jail. It doesn't matter what you've been, but whatever it is, that is your flower. You need to give that flower to some young woman and say, look here, I know where you're at because I've been there myself. And now here, I have gained self-control. God has purified me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm busy for Jesus. I'm pressing on. I'm trying to find that young woman so I can teach her how to raise her children, how to have a good husband, how to be a good wife, how to be subject to a husband. Hey, how to align her life up with the word of the Lord. You know, they can't teach themselves. I got to have somebody that I can send out. I got to have somebody. Why not you? You've been through. And because you've been through, why not you? You're truly worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the praise. Not because, but because. Hallelujah. Jesus had to go through. Amen. He had to bear many stripes. He was wounded and bruised. Hallelujah. For our transgressions and our iniquity. We put many stripes on him that our sins could be forgiven, that we can have a new life. We just come to honor the ladies of God today, the ladies of this earth today, to tell you, be encouraged, be lifted up. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we love you this morning. Keep your head up. Keep your head up on high. We just want to give you your rose this morning. The symbol of with the thorns of the hard times. In the rose itself, that beautiful fragrance. But you had to climb up the rose bush. Now you're on the other, you have climbed up over the thorns, over the pain, over the loss, over the hardship, over the misunderstanding, over the no knowledge, no way, not knowing, divorce. What else? And you made it to that fragrance. You are worthy of the praise. We don't say it. God says it. God said you are worthy of the praise. So I encourage you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ to keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. Amen. Keep pressing on. Keep those around you. Hallelujah. Teach them. Hallelujah. About Jesus. Use your testimony. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. Are we living in the evil days? Amen. Perilous times have come. Amen. And God has made a way for us to know that times are perilous. Amen. It's time for us to be brave. Amen. To be brave, to be strong. We need the ladies of this land. Hallelujah. We need you. We need you. And God is always using the ladies.
Amen.
We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without you. You are worthy of the praise. And we come to honor you this morning. In the name of Jesus. And I close with these words. We love you. We love you. And we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God be blessed.
Amen, amen. What a great word, worthy of praise. Mothers, the ones God chose to birth us into this world, worthy of praise. So Pastor McCray said he loves us, he loves us, he loves us. So I thank God. He said give the mothers their flowers while they are yet alive. So I thank God, you know, for mothers and mother. It's a difficult role. I love it. It came from Titus 3 through 5. You know, the older women, sometimes older women, you see women, young women making mistakes and you don't say anything. But sometimes you have to pray and tell them. You know, faith without works is dead. So sometimes you got to talk to them. You got to say, baby, you know, the way you're bringing up your child, you may be a little sorry later. This is what, you know, you're called to do. As a young woman, you know, train them. If you don't train them, if you just let them be spoiled, they're going to grow up and have a hard life. So we got to tell them as older women how to train their babies, how to love their husbands. Say, honey, you got to do this for your husband. You got to cook. You can't just go to McDonald's for your husband. You got to cook. You got to fix some healthy food. You got to clean the house. You can't be running over to your friend's house. You got to do this. So I thank God for that message in Titus 2, what the older women can do. We still got work to do. Fold our hands and just do nothing all day. We got to do the work of the Lord. God is still calling us. We honor mothers today. We're giving you your powers. And, I have a special request that you share a wonderful memory that you have of your mom. Somebody share a wonderful memory that you have of your mom.
I have one, Carissa.
Okay, Jackie.
Jackie. First, I want to tell my cousin them have a safe trip, and I love them. But my mom, Gloria Dean, she was a sweet lady. She was hard and stern, but I appreciate it, and I'm glad, because we have some good memories of her. She gave us plenty of whoopings, so we have something to be thankful for. You got to be thankful for those whoopings. My kids still remember those whoopings I gave them. But my mother, you could never call my mother when Wheel of Fortune was on or A Price is Right. You couldn't call her between those times. Me and my brothers and sisters would laugh about that all the time. You call mama when Wheel of Fortune comes on. She said, honey, call me back, call me back, call me back. Call me back. You be calling. My brother be calling from Indianapolis. He's in Kentucky. And you could call her anytime. She said, honey, I can't talk right now. I can't talk right now. She's like, call me back. Because I can't talk. I said, okay. I don't know what's wrong with her for a long time. But then if we figured it out, don't call her between those times when Price is Right is on, Wheel of Fortune, or any of those shows. She loved them. So I love my mom, and I miss her so much. And my grandmother, Rachel Mitch, she was sweet to everybody. My grandmother was a sweet little lady. And it wasn't nobody that didn't know Miss Mitchell, Miss Rachel. And I miss those girls and all, but I still have Aunt Lou them. I miss my Aunt Valerie so much, man. But I have Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth still around, so I'm trying to hold on to them. So if you got a mom and everything, you better just love and hold on to her, okay? All right. That's my memory.
Thank you, Jackie. Anybody else? A memory they want to share? Okay, go ahead. Sarah.
Yeah, my mom was very instrumental in helping me get through my rough time with my divorce, and she is there 100% of the time.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Anybody want to share a memory, a precious memory of your mom?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's this? Prophet Lawson. Okay. Yeah. A little bit. Can you turn the volume of your phone up a little bit?
Okay.
Okay.
All
that's
right. Much better. The thing I was thinking about when I started even hearing you today, I was thinking of my mother, and literally I thought about, I guess the last time I guess she whooped me. Something somebody else said, you know, I grew up in that generation that it's a other person, you can't respect no other person. And this lady who happened to be an alcoholic, she had lied on me. All she knew was that they were messing with her, and I had walked past. And when I got, I guess she came to my house and told my mom that I was hitting her gate, and I told my mom, no, I didn't do it. But, you know, that rule was that you got a spanking because you disrespected an adult. And I say that so much so that I love that the fact that my mother taught us general respect for adults, male or female. And that's what I like to say. I would like to thank God for that. Because in this generation, it seems like they don't have a general respect for adults. And I thank God for that teaching.
Amen. Yes, I tell you what, we have so many good memories of our moms. I remember I was turning 50 years old, and I wanted to honor my mom. I wanted to give her flowers while she was still alive. I'll never forget. I wanted to have, I had a big birthday party for my 50th birthday. I wanted like 100 people to come. And we were all in the backyard, all in my house. And I had gotten flowers for my mom. And I honored her on my 50th birthday for the life that she gave me. And so I called her. We were in the yard, and I called her up to me, and I said, Mama, I thank God for all the years you went through different things with me, you know, training me, teaching me, loving me, you know, every whipping that you gave me, even the ones I didn't deserve, like Prophet Lawson. I thank God for the mother that you were, you know, teaching me how to cook, how to sew, how to thread a needle, all of those different things my mom taught me. I will never forget. You know, she taught me manners, you know, how to, you know, be a young lady, how to cross your legs and how to sit as a young woman and, you know, how to, you know, or listen to the older generation, you know, how to respect the older generation. So I thank God for all those good memories. And I look back, I remember I said, I wonder if I told my mom enough that I loved and how much I, you know, was so grateful. And I found some cards, thank you cards that I had written my mother after she had, I found them after she had passed away in her things. And I said, oh, maybe I did tell her enough. But, you know, it's really, you can never tell them enough how much you care about them and how much you are thankful for the way they brought you up because God gave you the right mother. You know, many times I got mad at my mother and I'm like, ooh, why, you know, just a fussing. But, you know, that generation didn't play. You didn't smack your lips. You didn't talk back. You may have thought it, but you better not say it. So I thank God for the way my mother brought me up. I remember one time my mother wanted me to wash some of my underclothes, and I was really upset. I said, why she want me to do that? I said, I went to my daddy, and I said, Daddy, Mama want me to wash my own clothes. And he didn't say anything. He went to the store. He bought me a little rub board, and I started using it. He said, whatever your mama tell you to do, do it. So years later, I was in college, and I didn't have any money to wash clothes. And I found a rub board and a big old tub to wash clothes in, and I thought about my mother, what she taught me when I was young. I had to wash my own clothes, so I washed them by hand, and I was grateful for the things that she taught me. I appreciate my mother. Anybody else? Wonderful memories of your mom. All right, press 1 if you want to share and you didn't share already. We have somebody from Paducah on. If you want to share something, press 1. Don't want to put you on the spot. That's probably Jackie's sister.
Yeah, share a memory. I have a memory from Aunt Valerie.
All right.
Just so many memories. There's so many memories. My Aunt Valerie never did whoop us, but she was really stern with us, and she taught us so much. But she always made you eat everything on your plate. I don't care what you got, you're going to eat it. She used to try to make us eat those black-eyed peas and that liver. And I used to hate it. But now I love black-eyed peas and I love liver. But Aunt Valerie, boy, we loved her. She had so many rules for us to go to bed a certain time. She would come and get us. We would come down from Youngstown, me, Edwina, Sylvia, and she would come and get us. They'd take turns keeping us. And Aunt Valerie would keep us. She would play in the park. We'd get to the park. We have to take a bath. Still daylight, and we had to go to bed. And we could never understand that. She's making sure we got plenty of rest. And now
That's
we
it.
Understand all.
Yep.
And we love our Aunt Valerie made this special chess pie and the best Kool-Aid in the world. Oh, my God. Her and my Aunt Margaret. Aunt Margaret used to have the best Kool-Aid with so much sugar. We used to love to go to Aunt Margaret and Uncle Preston's house because they had so much sugar in that Kool-Aid. Oh, my, we couldn't wait to eat the Kool-Aid. Aunt Margaret used to make the best cornbread with those beans, white beans. And,
yeah,
boy, she had the Kool-Aid.
It's an honor. I
All right.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. I'll let somebody else go.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Anybody else want to share something
yes,
about
Yes, can you hear me? Huh? Yes, this is Prophet Lawson. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Prophet Lawson. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to honor all mothers today, all mothers on the call and off the call, around the call. As you know, Proverbs 31 talks about a mother, a wife, but he talks about a mother, how she gets up early in the morning and prepare breakfast and all the things for the husband and for the family. And I know a lot of mothers on this job, on this phone, have did the same thing and still doing it. So I just want to honor all mothers this morning that your labor is not forgotten. I mean, especially from God, by God, is not forgotten. Because he sees that everything that you all do. And to tell you, if it wasn't for mothers, there's a lot of things would not get done. In the home, on the job, everywhere. So mothers play a very important part of every man's life, married or not. It plays a very important part. So I just want to congratulate all the mothers on Mother's Day this year. Amen.
Thank you, Prophet Love.
I'm getting ready to leave. Ernestine gave me the phone. I said, okay, I'll say something, yes, because I had a mother. She passed in 1980, and she was a good mother. And the lady who helped raise me after she passed, and she was good. I mean, she cooked some best shrimp and rice and back in the day. But I just want to congratulate all the mothers because what you have done, what you continue to do. Allow, continue to let God use all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Prophet John Lawson. We appreciate
amen,
those words
amen.
This encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, anybody else? Bible story land, you know we got to pray. We got to pray till, you know, that old saying you call push. Pray till something happens. So we are praying today. We thank God for Prophetess Lawson to come on, you know, and pray with us. And we need more intercessors to come on Bible Story Land and pray with us because we need prayer. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she would pray for Jackie Travis today, her husband. She has two daughters, the senior citizens that she take care of. And if you will spare special prayer for Jackie's good friend, Mother Henry.
Father, I'm here. I just saw I had my mute on, but I'm here. Father God, we just thank and we praise you and we give you glory. I want to pray for Mother Henry first. Father, we just thank and we praise you and we just honor you, God. For Lord God, because when you are called the mother of the church, or when people think of you that are not even your biological, but yet they call you Mother, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that that's a grace that you have anointed Mother Henry with, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you keep her and you bless her and you shower your blessings upon her, Lord God. Oh, Father, and Lord God, and we thank you for the grace that you have her to walk in, oh God. And as a man of God spoke on today, Lord God, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even at whatever age, Lord, let younger people sit at her feet and hear the words that she has to speak, oh God. I ask you to bless and keep her, Lord God. Oh, God, we rebuke the years, the palmer worm and the locust, any the thing that caused the body to age. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for health and strength for Mother Henry, Lord God. Now, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless the family now, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, not only not just the nursing home, but keep her, Lord God, her business, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you keep her family, oh, God, her husband, her children, oh, God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, and I love that about, I never met her, but I know by the Spirit that her nursing home is one of love and care. And I don't know why grace is on in my spirit. But I thank you, Lord God, that you grace her with the Spirit, Lord God, to care for your senior citizens, Lord God. Oh, God, not just to make money, but to care. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for that anointing, Lord God, of caring, that anointing of protection, that anointing, Lord God, that's on her life, oh, God. That caused her, Lord God, to go the extra mile. Oh, Father, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for all that she do, things she do publicly and things she does in secret, knowing that she know the people in her nursing home needs it. She knows that her children need it. She knew that her husband needed it, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, that she walks in the mantle, Lord God, of caring, oh, God, for your loved ones, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord God, you said we're sin abound, let grace much more abound, oh, God. So I thank you, Lord God, that let your love be shed abroad in her life even the more, God, over for her cousins and every family member in Paducah and all these different places than what your family live in. God, I ask you just to meet her at the point of her needs, oh God. Not just spiritually, but financially, even emotionally, God. That she may continue to do all that you have caused her to do, all the things that you called her to do, and all the things that she has done for your glory and in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, and all that you're doing on her behalf. We thank you for her husband. And Lord, as they travel today in Kentucky and wherever they go, we ask you, Lord, for heavenly mercy, grace, safety, protection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are under the shadow of your almighty wings. And we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing on their behalf. We thank you for her calling her, oh God, to a higher calling as a pastor for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, Lord God. We lift up her and the members of the church there in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to draw them closer with you, closer with each other, Lord God. And we thank you for the prayers that Pastor Donna Hawkins prayed for the body of Christ at that location and all over. We thank you that as she ministered to the people of God there at the church in Paducah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and even in her travels, Lord, that you would speak through her, that you would renew and refresh her strength. We thank you for her husband who supports her in the ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of her family members being blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, keeping them safe, oh God. And we just honor you for this pastor, Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up Miss Ludell, your servant, the woman of God whom you've allowed to live for 96 years plus. We thank you, Lord God, for comforting her, strengthening her. You know what's going on in her life, Lord God, and she's concerned about her niece, Mary Jean, and her son as well, oh God. And in the loss of her sister-in-law, we ask you to comfort, strengthen the family like never before. Lord God, our hearts are saddened because of her loss in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to comfort her because you are the mighty comforter. Nobody can comfort. Nobody can strengthen. Nobody can encourage like you, oh God. So walk with Miss Ludell. Talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Mother Fanny? She didn't feel well this week. And come on this morning. If you could pray for Mother Fanny, she's in Daytona Beach, Florida. She usually come on and sing and pray, so we thank God for her.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind every form of sickness and disease, oh God. We come against pain in the body, oh God. You said in the book of Exodus that information, Lord God, is a part of the curse. And what we find out medically now, God, that information in the joints is the what causes the pain. So, Satan, you have no authority to operate, but this is a mighty woman of God. Oh, God, who's willing to do and serve God, I command you to take your hands off of her body, and I command every bit of pain, even those underneath the sound of my voice, oh, God. I command pain to go now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I take apostolic and prophetic authority, oh, God, over every spiritual force that may buffet the lives of those that are sick. Oh, God, hallelujah, that's on this call today. And, well, God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's no distance in prayer. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll come back on, Lord God, with a good report and declaring and decreeing that you have done it and you worked another miracle on her behalf. God, we just thank and we praise you. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Anybody mm-hmm. else need prayer this morning? Press one if you question prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, like we pray for everyone. Anybody have any comments, any closing remarks, anything you want to say before we close out, any announcements? Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We will not be on next Saturday as it is the third Saturday, and I'll be off. We'll be back on for Children's Day on May the 26th. We look forward to hearing from you. I want you to know that God loves you so much. You know, even on your down days when you feel all alone, he's right there. He loves you so much. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. He's loyal. He's not a man that he should lie. When he say he won't leave you, he's right there. So many times we think we're all alone. We are never alone. Maybe we don't have a human being around us, but God is there. So I thank God for you all. God loves each of you. So he died for you, he rose again, and he has eternal life for his children. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and don't forget, praise the Lord daily. Pray and intercede for the president, his family, for the cabinet, for all elected officials, for the children. Ooh, don't forget to pray for the children. Many children are going through so much, so much. So pray for the children. We bless and honor mothers today. Mothers, celebrate mothers, celebrate. So I love each of you, and I look forward to talking to you on the 26th, Children's Day. God is good.